Hallelujah. Yes, yabazi bwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So ngira kusaba yongera mbulize ku muganda ho.
So I'm going to request you, you greet of your brethren.
Oyongera kumwagalizo musana gwe kigambo cha Katonda.
And move with him light of the word of God.
Ogogirwa ko mu Efeso sura iyo kutano.
Spoken of in Ephesians chapter 5.
Orunyi ole 13
verse 13.
Tibuli ekibikurwa
that everything manifests.
Nikirabisibwa.
And it's reproved.
Omusana gwe gukirabisa.
Light manifests it.
Gwe musana gwe kigambo cha Katonda.
It's the light of the word of God.
Utwebaliza Katonda.
That we thank of God the Father
together yes, with Christo.
His word Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit whom he pours on us always saying according to Proverbs 1 verse 23 that accept my reproof
and
pour on you my Holy Spirit and it will draw you to understand my words. Even today he's going to move to lead us enlighten us in light of the word of God to reveal to us and remind us all in the name of our Lord Jesus and he works together with armies of holy angels those led by angel Gabriel
to
move on proclaim us scriptures of truth as in Daniel chapter 10 verses 19 up to 21 praise Jesus man. We thank God the Almighty and he moves on always fulfill the truth which is promised in his word.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I am by name and voice Apostle Ronald Hope Witness together with Pastor Samuel Newman and
our
Bible reader teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God and to move and reach unto you part 14 portion D
government
of God's heavenly government on the earth and its central government known as God's government in the governments of the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are still moving on to see
department
the eighth department of God's heavenly government on the earth. Department of Holy Spirit in His fullness. The Spirit and the seven eyes of God sent in the all earth. As we read in Revelations 4 verse 5. In the Revelations 5, verse 6,
yes,
praise Jesus much.
Division is we did that mukaga.
So far we already saw a total of 6 divisions of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. The 7 spirits of God. We are still moving on. In this time we get an explain which falls in the 7th division. Division of spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we see his responsibilities. When we take off seals from the Holy Scriptures to move on see responsibilities of the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we were told we are to see like 7 points which show responsibility of the Spirit of the Lord in taking off seals from scriptures of truth to bring the full light of scriptures which pass through spirit of the Lord to show us responsibility of spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now in our first point we remember we saw that through the spirit of the Lord we are revealed light of the word of God, the holy scriptures, which show the presence and glory of God the Father.
Katonda kigambo gwetumanyi ng'omwana Yesu Kristo.
Glory the world whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus.
Ne Katonda omwoyo.
And God the Spirit.
Gwetumanyi nga omwoyo omutukuvu.
Whom we know as the Holy Spirit.
Oba omwoyo wa Mukama.
O Spirit of the Lord.
Era ng'emu ku byandikwa bye twasoma.
In some of the scriptures we read.
Ebbaluwa y'Okuyitako esooka essuula ey'okutaano.
It's the 1 John chapter 5.
N'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
And the verse 7.
Olutulaga nti waliwo abajulu basatu mu ggulu.
Which show there are three witnesses in heaven.
Okuli Kitaffe.
Where there is the Father.
Chigambo,
the Word,
nomo yomutukufu,
and the Holy Spirit.
Wabulangatwachitegera.
But we understood it.
Yaitibwa chigambo.
That the one called the Word
yemwana,
is the Son.
Kubanga mu Yokani sulisuko nyule 14.
For in John 1 verse 14,
chigambo yambala omubiri,
the Word clothed flesh,
n'alabisibwa jetuli,
and appeared to us.
Tula mu kitibwa eky'omwana oyo yazalibwa mu kitaffe.
And we saw him in the glory of the Son begotten of the Father.
Ngajjudde ekisa n'amazima.
And is full of grace and truth.
Kali bwe bukakafu bwakakasibwa mu Matayo sulisuko 14.
That's the proof proven in Matthew
28
verses 19.
So
you go make all nations disciples. We baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because the Son is the Word.
So we
moved on to get that proof in taking off seals from the Holy Scriptures.
Ebireeta omusana
which bring the light
ogubikkula okubeerawo n'ekitiibwa kya Katonda Kitaffe
which reveal presence and the glory of God the Father
Katonda Kigambo
God the Word
tumanyi ng'omwana Yesu
who we know as the Son Jesus
awamo ne Katonda omwoyo
together with God the Spirit
tumanyi ng'omwoyo omutukufu
who we know as the Holy Spirit
oba omwoyo wa Mukama
O Spirit of the Lord
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus much
point yaffe y'okubiri
in our second point
twalaba nti okuyita mu moyo wa Mukama
we saw that through the Spirit of the Lord.
Tobi kulirwa ebyawandiko ebitukuvu.
We are revealed the Holy Scriptures.
Ebireeta omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda ogujjudde.
Which bring the full light of the Word of God.
Ogulaga engeri Katonda kigambo.
Which show the way God the Word.
Gutumanyi ng'omwana.
Whom we know as the Son.
Yesu Kristo.
Christ Jesus.
Yavamo mu mutima ne mukamwa ka Katonda Kitaffe.
The way he came from the heart and the mouth of God the Father.
N'alabisibwanga naye Katonda.
He manifested when he is God.
Okusina ko bitwala mu Yokani sulisoko nyo.
According to those we saw in John 1 verse
1
that in the beginning was the Word and the Word was with God and the Word is God and in the beginning that is above the heavens at the beginning before creation happened according to Ephesians 4 verses 10 and that's what we read in Genesis 1 verse 1
eyo jitwarabire ngeri Katonda kigambo
now there is where we saw the way God the Word
tumanyi ng'omwana
whom we know as the Son
Yesu Kristo
Jesus Christ
boyava mu rubuto boyava mu mutima
how he came from the heart
ne mukama ka Katonda Kitaffe
and the mouth of God the Father
wanga yali ya possessing bwa Kitaffe okuba kulubereberi
because he had been possessed by the Father from the beginning
yali yabutikirwa Kitaffe
ali mu ye engulfed by the Father and is in him
okusina ko ebitwala mu ngere sule yo munana
according to those we saw in Proverbs chapter 8
olunyiriri olwabiri mu ebiri
verses 22
bako olwabiri mu nya
up to 24
then ibarumi sura eyo eyo muna eyo 10
Romans chapter 10
n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi olw'omunaana paka olw'ekumi
8 to 10
ne lutulaga engeri Katonda kigambo
and show us the way God the Word
tumanyi ng'omwana Yesu Kristo
whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus
yavaamu mu Katonda Kitaffe
the way he came from God the Father
twagenda mu maaso ntulaba oluvannyuma
we moved on to saw thereafter
nti Katonda omwoyo
that God the Spirit
tumanyi nga omwoyo omutukuvu
whom we know as the Holy Spirit
oba omwoyo wa Mukama
O Spirit of the Lord
ati yava mu rubuto ne mutima gwa Katonda kigambo Katonda Kitaffe
the womb and the heart of God the Father
awamo ne Katonda kigambo
even God the Word
gwetumanyi ng'omwana
whom we know as the Son
ebyo nabyabeerawo waggulu w'eggulu
and all those happened above the heavens
yes yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus much
twawulira mu Barumi esule y'omunaana
when we heard in Romans chapter 8
n'onyolo mwenda
and the verse 9
katugambibwa nti
and we are told that
aitibwa omwoyo wa Katonda
when you're called by the Spirit of the Lord
tena aitibwa omwoyo wa Kristo
and is called the Spirit of Christ
Christ amanyikiddwa Katonda kigambo.
Christ is known as God the Word.
Oba omwana.
Or the Son.
Yesu Kristo.
Christ Jesus.
Eranga muboya avaamu ng'emigeja amazzi amalamu.
And in them he came out as rivers of living waters.
Gabitwala mu Yokana musanvu.
As we see in John chapter 7.
Nurasitumwa omunaana.
verse 38 up to 39, when he gave us an example when we shall believe, he said, as we flow rivers of living waters, that he spoke that meaning the Spirit was to be given us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we saw Revelation 22 verse 1, the Holy Spirit flows from the throne of God in the Father, even that of the Lamb of God
is
known as Jesus Christ, O God the Word, whom we know as the Son. Praise Jesus much. So we saw many things there in that second
point.
Then we moved to the third point that we just finished to see in the part we last saw, responsible love by Spirit of the Lord, to reveal us the full light of the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. This time in the third point we looked at that the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit,
bears
the three glories of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That when he's called the Spirit of the Lord,
or
the Holy Spirit, in it he has carried the honor that God is Spirit, where there is God the Father, God the Word,
we know
as the Son,
yes, Christ.
Christ Jesus, and God is the Spirit, and he shows invisibility of God,
yet
spreads everywhere in the heavens and earth. Because we heard of in the John 4 verse 24 that God is Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
we saw in the 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and the verse 17, and we were told that our Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So we discovered it, that through the Spirit of the Lord, who is known as the Holy Spirit, he demonstrates that glory of God the Father, even God the Word, that God is the Spirit, that he can show the invisibility of God,
yet
spreads everywhere in the entire heavens and the earth.
Because
we heard of in the Colossians chapter 1 verses 15 that is the invisible image of God, that is Christ. But the one who shows the presence of that invisible God in every place, it is the Holy Spirit. As we heard in the Psalms 149 verse 7 up to 10,
that
where shall we run from his Spirit?
Yet
when we go in the heavens, God is right there. When we go in the earth, he is there. Under the earth is there, in hell he is there, even above the heavens is there. Praise Jesus much. So we are able to know much concerning that. Then we head on to the second, that passing through Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, or the Holy Spirit,
it
bears the Lordship of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
He bears
the Lordship of God. We
had
in scriptures like 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 3 to reaching verse 5. If there are gods, whether lords, unto us it's not like that. Unto us we have one Lord God, even our Lord Jesus Christ.
So
we are able to understand many things in that point. Then our third point, that we saw,
omoyo wa Mukama just today,
that the Spirit of the Lord is carrying, that of God. So that through the Spirit of the Lord, known as the Holy Spirit, is carrying the holiness of God. Praise Jesus, man. Some of the scriptures we saw, like Isaiah chapter 6 and the verse 3, we
heard
God is called holy, holy, holy three times. And we connected with Revelation chapter 4 and the verse 8.
Find
is called holy, holy, holy three times. And we understood there is the Holy One, God the Father.
And there is
the Holy One, God the Word, whom we know as the Son,
Yesu Christo,
Christ Jesus.
And
there is Him as God, the Holy Spirit.
Yesu,
praise Jesus, man. All those we able to understand them. That is the summary we so far seen concerning responsibility of Spirit of the Lord in the seventh division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. They are the seven spirits of God. We want to see today our fourth point.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let me help you together.
Yes.
Can wave at your brethren, tell them, are we together?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. Praise Jesus much. Do you know God in laws? Light is moved on to shine. That of the Word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So when
you move on to take off the seal on the Spirit of the Lord,
you
reveal the Holy Scriptures, which bring light of the Word of God, and
light
to us in the presence and glory of God the Father.
Today,
our fourth point is looking at this, that passing through Spirit of the Lord, passing through the Spirit of the Lord, we are revealed the general name of God. We are revealed the general name of God. And why He is called God the Father,
Katonda Chigambo,
God the Word,
Tumanyingo Mwana Yesu Kristo,
whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus,
ate ne Katonda Omwoyo,
even God the Spirit, who we know as the Holy Spirit,
O
Spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Our fourth point I've told it's looking at most,
but
passing through Spirit of the Lord, we are revealed the full light of the Word of God, the Scriptures of truth,
general name of God,
as the general name of God. And we know the reason why one is called God the Father, and another is called God the Word, whom we know as the Son,
Yesu Christo,
Christ Jesus, and another is called God the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit,
God
Spirit of the Lord. We want to bring light of Scriptures, light new in that. Because everyone who would have met God
would
have wanted to ask Him His name. Besides knowing that He's God the Father, and we know that God the Word,
who
we know as the Son Christ Jesus, and we know that God the Spirit, the Holy Spirit,
O
Spirit of the Lord,
O
the Spirit of God,
O
the Spirit of Christ. But when we would have reached Him, we would have wanted to know His general name.
But
you expect Him to tell you which name? Because Prophet Moses asked in the book of Exodus chapter 3
in
verse 13 to 14, and he says like this, Exodus chapter 3 verses 14,
Musa n'agamba Katonda antiraba bwe ndigenda nze eri abana ba Isirayiri Nemba gamba nti Katonda wabajajja mwe yantumye erimwe. Nebo baliyogera nti erinnya lye yani. Ndiba gamba ntia.
And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? Yes. When I will go tell them
that
the God of your fathers has sent me, I will tell them, What is your name? Because we hear there is God the Father, and we hear God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Christ Jesus. And again we hear that God the Spirit, the Holy Spirit,
O
Spirit of the Lord. I will be asked their name, what shall I tell them? Praise Jesus much. And he answered him, telling him this. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14.
Katonda n'agamba Musa nti ninga bwindi. Nayogera nti bwotyo boli bagamba bana ba Isirayiri nti ndi yantumye erimwe.
And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, I am. Has sent me unto you. Yes. He said, Go tell them.
You
answer them that I am or sent me. But I am. He's not told you the name. Because now he's beginning to go tell you the name.
I am.
Nze.
Dash.
Nze. And the sentence was to move ahead.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Still, he ended, he did tell it to him. But he told it to him ahead. But there are many names. That's why God left it hanging. He said, I am. That you are free to say, He is the Jehovah.
Yahweh.
Even many
left
it for in different languages, we call him different names.
But I am,
now I am, I am Jehovah.
He, I am Yahweh.
I am Yahweh.
I am
Yeshua. Yeshua.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. But as I have told you all, because in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19, still the name is not there. Because he
said,
baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But the name is not there. Their general name is not there.
So consider Matayo.
Let's read Matthew. You hear very well.
Matayo suliya vili mo munana nolo nyiriri orikomino muenda.
Matthew chapter 28 verse 19.
Kale mugende mufulama wanga gonaba yigirizwa. Ngomba batizo kuyingira muri nya rya kitafe no mwana no moyo mutukuvu.
Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son. And of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Now they have a general name we need to know. And they have a general name. Baptized to enter the name of the Father, we do not know his name. Yet we know our Father is there. And we know even the Son is there. Even the Holy Spirit. But we had not yet discovered that name. Just we baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they have a general name. But before I reach that name, I want to first tell you why he is called God the Father, why he is called God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son Jesus Christ, why he is called God the Spirit or the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord.
Because
these are not his their name, that general name, but these are name of their responsibilities.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus
Christ.
This is the name of their responsibilities.
Abasinga,
most people that they move on to speak and get confused of.
Okugeza.
For example, like those who say God does not give birth. Why would he be called the Father?
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. So I wanted us to first look at God the Father. Why he is called God the Father. Because he is the Father of all spirits. Those given different bodies in the entire heavens, even on the earth. And together, he is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom we know as God the Word, or the Son. Because
he's
the first born of all spirits which came from the Father. And is also the Father of God the Spirit, whom we know as the Holy Spirit, because he too came from the Father and from Christ. You've understood me well. We have looked at God the Father. Why he is called God the Father? Because
he
is the Father of all spirits. Those given different bodies in the entire heavens, even on the earth. Including that
he
is also Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom we know as God the Word, and the Son Jesus Christ. Because
he is
the first born of all creations, all spirits which came from God the Father. All together is the Father of God, of the Holy Spirit, whom we know as the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of the Lord. For he too came from him and Christ. Praise Jesus, man. Now those confuse people a lot, and people always ask, mostly when they ask those of born again, why do you call him God the Father? Even some of the religions who speak of him but not in truth and not in righteousness, because they do not have a reason they can give why he is called God the Father. Perhaps even you did not know why, but today understand that there is light of the Holy Scriptures which pass through Spirit of the Lord. When we take off the seal, they reveal to us that why he is called God the Father. Not because he has a woman he had when he was giving birth to us. In birthing spirits of all creations, those given different bodies in the heavens and earth, but because he's our porter. And Bible speaks of him in the Isaiah chapter 64 verse 8, as it says like this. Isaiah chapter 64 verses 8.
Naye kaakano ayi mukama gwe kitaffe fe tuli bumba nawe mubumbi waffe.
But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter, and we all are the work of your hand. Yes. But still, Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. And we are the work of your hands. This birthing, you know, we have our brethren, the Muslims, who moved that way, which goes to Jannah but not in heaven. I wonder where Jana is. They are the one who most agile on the issue of being born. For most of them think that everything needs to be birthed. It needs a father and a mother in the form of having a sex relation. Yes. But explanation of scriptures of truth show that why he is called God the Father. Because
Ayi mukama,
oh Lord, you are our Father. We too are the clay. You are the potter, for he is the one who formed our spirits. We are the work of your hands. Even though we shall be looking in, he said he made us within Christ, he put us in there. Spirits of all creations. He said
that
when he was getting from himself his world, he called the Son Christ Jesus. All of us, he put us within Christ. Because when he
speaks
in Ephesians 2:10, he says like this. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
Kubanga fe tuli mulimu gwe abatondera mu Kristo Yesu olwebikolwa ebirungi Katonda byasoko kuteekateeka fo kubitambulirangamu.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Yes. Why is called the Father? As we have first heard, Isaiah 64, verses 8, that, O Lord, you are our Father, for we are the clay, you are the potter, you are the work of your hands. Now when he was getting his word, when he was getting God the word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ, as we saw above,
all
as he put us in Christ Jesus.
That,
what
he's
saying in Ephesians 2 and the verse 10, that we are God's workmanship, created in the Christ Jesus, onto good works,
which
God ordained that we move by them, even before the world existed, right before creation happened, our birth of God the Father. That is how he formed us, when he forms us in the Christ Jesus.
But
when he was taking out Christ from him, as we shall see, for we shall see Christ, why he is called the Son, or the firstborn of creation. All we are put in him, spirits of all to get out of him. But when you read Colossians 1 verse 9, right at the beginning, he was pleased all creations to be within Christ. Let us read, we hear. Colossians chapter 1, verses 19.
Kubanga kitaffe yasima okutuukirira kwonna okubeeranga mu ye.
For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Yes.
Kitaffe.
The Father. Right at the beginning, when we saw God, the word is called the Son, Christ Jesus coming from him, he formed all our spirits, he put them in Christ as he came from him. Praise Jesus, man. Because he was pleased that the fullness of all things should be in him. Praise Jesus.
I wonder where.
Right there is where I came. Why is called the Father? Father of all spirits. Of all creations. Those given different bodies in heaven. Even on earth. But for calling him the Father, Our brethren of the religions which can not easily get explained of it. Even our brethren in the Muslims. That they actually saying God does not give birth. Because they didn't understand the giving birth of God, how does it happen? But creations would have taught
Bible
us. Bible has where it speaks in Job. That at least we ask from the animals. Let's ask the fish. Or the plants to tell us some things. But let's read in this Job we see.
Job chapter 12, verse 7.
But ask now the beasts, and they shall teach you. And the fowls of the air, and they shall teach you. Verse
8.
Or speak to the earth, and it shall teach you, and the fish of the sea shall declare unto you. Verse 9. Who knows not among all these that the hand of the Lord has done this? Verse 10.
Obulamu bwa buli kintu ekiramu buli mu mukono gw'oyo n'omukka gw'abantu bonna.
In whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind? Yes.
Wakiribuzo obutonde
bobukunyonyole. At least as creations they will explain to you.
Yajjate okuba kitaye waabo.
How did he come about to be their father?
Naye atujjemu nti buuze ettaka.
But I want to bring out that ask the ground.
Linakunyonyola.
It will explain to you.
Nakati kankugambe bwe.
Let me tell you like this.
Waliye bitonde ng'ebitooke.
There are creations like banana plants.
Tubisingana bizaddo obwana.
We find them buffing little banana plants. But indeed, do they need a man or a woman to birth those little ones? Don't they give birth? Or let's ask the sugar cane which come from the ground. Do they first get a man there and they birth other children? Don't you see that there are things which understand more than you? And they can explain to you that every giving birth does not need a man and woman having sex. Even the birthing of all spirits, of all creations, even bodies in heaven, even those given different bodies on the earth, to be their father is the father in heaven. It's not to say that perhaps he has a woman. That he has sex to give birth to spirits, but because the one who formed them. And the works of his hands. But it wasn't upon that as you think in your mind. Praise Jesus much. Because our Lord Jesus, when he reached on this world, in the Matthew chapter 23, in the verse 9, he told us these words below. Matthew chapter 23, verses
9.
And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father who is in heaven. Yes. On the entire earth, not accepted to have anyone we call our father. Except our Father in heaven. That he didn't refuse us that we should not call our physical fathers. Our physical fathers, we call them. Those who birthed us in the flesh. So every creation on this earth, if they got a name from him, still their creations called fathers on this earth. In the human kingdom, in the animal kingdom, in the bird's kingdom, in the insect kingdom, even all the others. But all those where they call fathers, the name they got it from a father in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to Ephesians chapter 3, he speaks saying like this. Ephesians chapter 3, verses
14.
For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Verse 15.
Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Yes. Them in heaven. The Father is one. Unto the 24 elders. Unto the four living creatures, unto the cherubims, unto the angels, even all holy ones in heaven. We too on the earth, all creations, in humans, in the animals, in the birds, in the insects, in the fish, even in plants, spirit of all life. Those in that bodies, their Father is one who is in heaven.
Even
though they are those with a shadow name of a Father, and they get it from the one who is in heaven. Praise Jesus
much.
Because it does not refuse us our physical fathers.
But
say they be God's bodies, he is the one who owns the spirit. According to Hebrews chapter 12 and the verse 9, he says like this. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 9. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh who corrected us and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be into subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? Yes. He is the Father of the spirits. Whether you refuse or accept it, you know there are people who say that perhaps there are bodies which do not have spirits, but there is no body which lives and it has not a spirit in it.
So
all, everywhere you see a body, whether it is of heaven, of the 24 elders, whether it is of all living creatures, whether it is of cherubim, whether angels, whether the stars, the sun and the moon, whether the animal, whether the insect, whether the bird, whether the fish, whether the plant, whether the human beings, everywhere there appear a body with life in it. There is a spirit in it. Even its Father, it is God the Father. That's why he speaks in James chapter 1. James chapter 2, verse 26. And he says like this. James chapter 2, verse 26.
Kubanga omubiri awatali mwoyo bwe gubanga gufudde era nokukiriza bwe kutyo awatali bikolwa.
For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Yes. Anytime you still see there is a living body, there must be a spirit in it. Yet our Father is the one in heaven. And why always he's been called that? Not that he has a woman on his side, that he has sex with to give birth. Not. Because we ourselves, our spirits, we are like you see the clay. And it was gotten from him. And he himself, he formed us. Has told you all our spirits. When he was releasing it from him, he released them out of Christ Jesus. He came from him as God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Christ Jesus. Now our being born to be that he is God the Father, or to those who do not know, They were not able to speak of it like this. Until God has created a new generation with the full knowledge of God. To tell us this. Everywhere you see where there is a spirit, the one who gives it is God. According to those in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, even verse 7. For if a body does not have a spirit within it, that is called dead body. And that body is going to go back to the ground. The spirit goes back to God the Father who gave it. Who is the one who gave it, sending it to God in the world. Whom we know as the Son Christ. Jesus. In there is where we got in, and it is the vine. And we appeared branches. Let's read Ecclesiastes we hear. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses
7.
Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was. And the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Yes. He is the one who gave them a father. Now always. People fail to bow down to the Father. They don't know how they came to exist. But the animals, they know that. The insects, they know. The fish, they know. The plants, they know. The sun, the moon, and the stars, they know. The angels, besides Satan and the fallen angels, you know, Satan and the fallen angels rebelled. But they knew him and his father and rebelled against him. And they denied the son and the father. The firstborn son.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus much. Maybe if you knew in the mankind, the bodies, yet your spirits, he is your father. You deny him, but at the end it is going to be like that. Because remember the way they were is the way they are. The way they will be forever.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
brethren, him always is called God the Father. Because he's the potter of our spirits. We are the works of his hands. Those he formed within Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is God of the world. Whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus. He came from the Father, but when he was coming out, all us we put in him. As we heard above. Yes, that is it. If you look to the book of Numbers, chapter 16, verse 22, he speaks this on him. Numbers chapter 16, verse 22.
Ne bagamba nti, Ayi Katonda, Katonda w'emyoyo gyabo na abali n'emibiri.
And they fell upon their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and will you be angry with all the congregation? Yes.
And they said,
God of all spirits given bodies, even though still coming to be given. He is their father.
And say,
if one will sin, will you get angry at all of them? You know, anytime you sin, you're not more given birth by him. That's why there is still where he tells you where we shall see. That you have to resume, believe, accept Jesus, that he will give you power to become his sons. For when you sin and you denied him,
yes,
praise Jesus. Even though he birthed us from old, You have to get born again in the Christ Jesus. Or to you who sinned. I speak of children of men who sinned through Adam, all of us. We all have to resume to confess that we will be reborn again. Yet is the Father of all spirits. Those in the flesh. When we speak of flesh, we don't speak of one type of flesh. Not. We speak of different bodies like that of angels in heaven. Like of the star, the sun, and the moon. Like of the animals. Bodies of insects. Of the birds. The fish. Even the plants. Even human bodies. Let's read here in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 39 to 41. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 31. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 39.
Emibiri jona simubiri gumu, na yemirala jabantu, nemirala jansolo, nemirala jenyonyi.
All body, all flesh is not same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of animals, another of fish, another of birds. Verse
40.
And there are also celestial bodies and bodies of the earth. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of those of the earth is another. Verse
41.
There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. Yes. There are heavenly bodies. Right from the 24 elders. The four living creatures. In there they are spirits. Even their Father is the Father in heaven. There are bodies of the cherubims. There are bodies of thousands of angels. A hundred trillions and above, besides the fallen angels. You know Satan and his fallen angels. They moved out from those called children of God. The other spirits birthed by God himself. But when he's sin, you sin, he will not birth you. Because in him there is nothing like sin. All other spirits like of the holy ones in heaven. All those in those bodies of heaven. The thousands of the stars. Them two are bodies with different spirits. Their Father is God. The Father of the sun. The Father of the moons. The Father of the animals. There are spirits in the animals. You know, there are those who say that animals have no spirits.
Friends,
get out of those lies. Because Ecclesiastes, he says, who knows where the spirit of the animal is what goes back to the ground, and the human spirit goes to heaven. How dare you argue that there is no spirit in the animal? Read Ecclesiastes, we see. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses
19. Ekigambo kimu ekibatuukako ng'eyo bwefa n'oyo bwafa bw'atyo weewaawo bonna balina omukka gumu so abantu tebaliko kye basinga nsolo kubanga byonna butaliimu.
For that which befalls the sons of man befalleth beasts. The same thing befalls them. As the one dies, so dieth the another. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man has no advantage over a beast. For all is vanity. Verse 20.
Bonna bagenda mu kifo kimu,
All go on to one place. All are of the dust and all turn to dust again. Verse
21.
Who knows the spirit of a man that goes upwards and the spirit of the animal that goes downwards to the earth? Yes. Spirits, they are one which go into the ground.
Bodies.
Spirits have to get back to heaven.
Thou
the fellow is in the midst there. Praise
Amen.
Jesus much. But all spirits of the animals, those in bodies of animals, those in the bodies of the birds, in the bodies of the insects, in the bodies of the fish, the bodies of the plants, the human bodies, all those spirits, their father,
is
the Lord God, our Father in heaven. And always it is like that. Just we hear always as we pray, we pray Father in heaven. But we too at times, it's the understanding of the prudent.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we just speak it. But we cannot go far into it. How did it come about? We called God the Father. And
the time
we thought perhaps it's his name, but it's his responsibility. Just as you do a father unto someone,
yet
you have your own name. The name Father is a responsibility on you.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
still, we call you Father in your home. We
really
call you your name as the children. That's why when we pray to Father in heaven. Please, though you do not speak their name, that we are going to speak of. In Matthew, what does he say? In our prayer, we pray one thing, the Father in heaven. According to Matthew 6, from verse 9, these though they do not read them, you know them. But that please him much, we call him our Father.
But
that is what indeed his, it's his responsibility. Praise Jesus much. All us shall end up in the glory of children of God, even though right now we divide it from 24 elders in heaven, the four living creatures, the cherubims, the thousands of angels, the holy ones in heaven,
the
creations like the sun, moon, and the stars, spirits in creations like the animals,
ebimera,
the plants,
ebinyonyi,
the birds,
ebiwuka,
the insects,
ebyenyanja,
the fish. Even we who have believed in the children of men,
we
go back to repent in the sins we committed in Adam. All us has to go back into the glory of the children of God as we were, with all creations all together. According to Romans chapter 8, verse 20-21, he says like this. Romans chapter 8, verses 20. For creation was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same. Even though today we give a different bodies,
yet
our Father is God the Father himself.
He
God his spirits in different bodies. In the form of, in the way of forming us, and he fills us within Christ Jesus, release us through him. Yes. That's confused the world all the years. But because that,
and
we know with God's final work on this planet
Earth,
as we do revival, the greatest and the last on this planet Earth,
even
this will revive it.
Understand
why always is called God the Father.
And
the priests who are responsible
for
those to be revealed always in the Spirit of the Lord. They will move on to explain us, give us the fullness. Why he is called God the Father. Because all us, as we enter the glory of children of God, we shall no more differentiate and have different bodies.
The
Bible says we shall all end up being like angels in heaven. According to Mark chapter 12, verse 25, he says like this. Mark chapter 12, verse 25.
Kubanga webali zokira mubafu, tebali wasa.
For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but they are as the angels who are in heaven. Yes. When we got back, we go back when all our Father is one.
There
is no marrying, for in the heavens is no marrying and getting married. That is here on the earth. That's why you fail to understand it. That towards God, he does not need a man and a woman. That he can birth spirits, not. But the end all of us is spirits which he begot, passing through being formed, and he released us in the God of the world, whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus. It's where he
based
to say that the one who begot us, our Father. Praise Jesus much. But all of us, we are no more like that.
Nedda.
Not. They are rebellious children. Where Satan and his fallen angels. They are called rebellious, disobedient children. Those who were chased. According to those in Revelations. Chapter 12, verse 7. To enter verse 10,
agamba what?
He says like this.
Revelation
chapter 12, from verse
7. Mikayiri, neba malayikabe, ingabatabala ukurana no gusota. Ogusota negurana neba malayikaba aguo.
And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Verse
8.
And they prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. Verses
9. Ogwitibwa omulyolyomi era Setani, omulimba w'ensi zonna.
And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, who deceiveth the whole world, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Besides that Satan and his fallen angels, those are no more counted than children of God. Because in God the Father there is no darkness. There is no sinning.
And
that's why you see even the children of men, all who passed through Adam, except they are resumed to believe Jesus to give them power, become children of God. They are spirits no more called children of God, because they sinned. Except they have repented and they come to Jesus, he resumes, give them that power. Praise Jesus much. Because he speaks 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20 to 22. 23. And he says, in Adam we all sinned and died.
So
we're no more counted on the children of God for that sinning.
We resume
be born again in Christ Jesus, and then resumes give us power to become children of God. Let us read, we hear.
1 Corinthians
chapter 15 verse 20.
Naye kakano Kristo yazukizwa mbafu gwe mwako mbereberyo gwaba abebaka.
But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that sleep. Verse 21.
Kubanga okufa bwe kwabawo ku bw'omuntu era n'okuzukira kw'abafu kwabawo ku bwa muntu.
For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. Verse 22.
Kuba bonna nga bwe bafiira mu Adamu era bwe batyo mu Kristo bonna bwe balifuukira abalamu.
For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Verse 23.
Naye buli muntu mu kifo kye ye Kristo gwe mwako mbereberye oluvannyuma aba Kristo mu kujja kwe.
But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterwards they that are Christ at his coming. Praise. We sinned in Adam and we died, yet God is not God of the dead but is of the living. According to Mark chapter 12, verse 26-27.
Mark chapter 12,
verses 26. Mark chapter 12, verses
26.
Mark chapter 12, verse 26.
Naye ebyabafa okuzuukizibwa temusomanga mu kitabo kya Musa ku kisaka, Katonda bwe yamubuulira ng'agamba nti, nze ndi Katonda wa Ibrahimu, era Katonda wa Isaaka, era Katonda wa Yakobo.
And concerning the dead, that they rise, have you not read in the book of Moses, how in the bush God spoke unto him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and of God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. Verse 27.
Si Katonda wa bafu, na ye wa balamu, mukyama nnyo.
He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. You therefore do greatly error. Yes.
He's
not God of the dead. You know where death came from. It was the wage of sin that we committed in Adam. Now today, let us get born again in Christ Jesus. That's why Jesus came in the John chapter 3 and he said, if you are to enter, you to see the kingdom of God, you must get born again. Praise Jesus much. I have spoken this to the children of men. For when they add that all the father who begat our spirits is our father, and they thought that all of them, they are still children. Not.
You
have to come back, get born again in the Christ Jesus. After he birthed you the second time, he's going to resume, give you power, become children of God. If
it's
not that all children of men, they had died in Adam. According to what we've heard, in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 21-23, all in Adam they sinned, and they died in Adam. In the Christ Jesus, when they live again. Because God, when we sinned, told us in Romans 6:23, the wage of sin is death. And that is how we died in Adam. And we're not counted on eternal life. And it ends in the Mark 12 that we've heard, 26-27. And he said, I'm not God of the dead, I am God of the living. Jesus came in the John 3:3 up to 6. He said, you must get born again.
Era chovora banga kunkome kero.
And that's why you see at the end.
Yokane sura soko nyune 12.
John 1 verse 12.
Agamba what?
He says like this.
Yokane sura soka nolu nyiriri ole 12.
John chapter 1 verse 12.
Nebo naba amukiriza yabawo buyinza okufuka bana bakatonda. Bebakirize erinya lye.
But as many as believed him, to them gave ye power to become the children of God. Even to them that believe on his name. Yes. The angels who refuse, they refuse. Satan and his fallen angels. No more chance for them to become children of God. But you who is still on this world, there is a chance of
getting
born again in Christ Jesus that gives you authority that your spirit be counted on the children of God. Most of that on the issue of God the Father, why is called God the Father, to prove that the priests will explain them. I speak of the disciples. You know, people get confused. They are the disciples given to teach. We did not understand that they are the priests. Because God called them teachers.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That you've understood it. Because the teachers, they have to go and teach. And to make all nations disciples, we must appear as priests. Priests, those teaching. Yes, teaching priests.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much.
So
we move to another part.
Katonda chigambo.
God the Word. Whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus. Why is called like that? What? Why is he called like that?
Could
we hear God the Word or the Son Jesus Christ?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But the first aspect,
we want
to know why he is called God the Word and why he is called like that. Because he was in the heart of God, even in his mouth, and out of is where he came to manifest. And he was called the Word of God. Praise Jesus much. As he speaks in John 1 verse 1, and he says like this. John chapter 1 verses 1.
Kulubereberi wali wo chigambo. Chigambo naba wali katonda. Chigambo naba katonda.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Yes.
Yali awali katonda.
He was where God was.
Ngaitibwa chigambo
moye. And he called the Word in him.
Umutima gwe.
In his heart.
Ne mukamwa ake.
Even his mouth.
Kubanga kitafu yali ampossessize moye.
Because the Father had possessed him in him.
Gabwe twasomyeko.
Like we read in Proverbs chapter 8, verse
22-23.
Proverbs chapter
8,
verse
22.
The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Verse 23.
Natekebwawo okuva emirembe n'emirembe, okuva ku lubereberye, ensinga tennabaawo.
I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, before the earth was. Verse 24. Praise Jesus much.
So ekimuyisa Katonda chigambo.
So why he is called God the Word?
Obe chigambo cha Katonda.
Or the Word of God.
Kubanga ari wamune
chitafu. Because it's together with the Father.
Nga Yokane mwembwe
gambi. As John 1:1 says.
Sikurubereberi wali wo chigambo.
In the beginning was the Word.
Chigambo ngali awali Katonda.
And the Word was with God.
Chigambo nga Katonda.
And the Word is God.
Wavo muita Katonda chigambo.
Where cometh to be called God the Word.
Na ye mungere sure ya eyo munana.
But in Proverbs chapter 8.
Kunyuru abiri mwebiri.
Verse 22. Up to
27.
He said God had possessed him and he was inside that God and has engulfed the whole of him.
Yet
he put him out to manifest. But when he was putting in place, according to Romans chapter 10, verse 8, it says
that
he passed through the heart of God the Father, even from his mouth, and he manifested. Let us hear. Romans chapter 10, verses 8.
Naye wogera butya, nti ekigambo kiri kumpi nawe, mu kamwa ko, ne mutima gwo, kye kigambo ekyokukkiriza kye tubuulira.
But what saith it? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. This what Jesus whom we preach. As you
two,
you hear the word in your heart, even in your mouth. That is why how it was together with the Father. But in John 1:1, it's where they most call him God the Word. Because he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. Now he was called God the Word. The same way
it
goes past through the mouth of God the Father, as he manifests, Bible says, and his name is called the Word of God. According to Revelation 19, verse 16. Revelations chapter 19, verses
6.
Revelations 19, verse 13.
Eranga yambadde ekyambalo ekyamansiru wako omusaayi, n'erinnya lye ne liyitibwa kigambo kya Katonda.
And he was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Yes. Revelations 19, verse
13
is usually called the Word of God. Now get to scriptures. John 1:1
it
is called God the Word. Because he was where God was, in his heart. But because he passed through the mouth to manifest that of God the Father, Revelation 19:13 says, his name is called the Word of God. Let me hope those two have understood there. For all the long you hear the Word of God,
what
is moving on? Why is he called like that? Praise Jesus much. Then we want to see why he is called the Son of God. Why is he called God? Why is he called God the Son? Or the Son of God? Why that too is called of him? According to Proverbs chapter 8, verse
24,
he speaks that he was brought forth right from the beginning. After he manifested that God the Word, then the Father told him, now you are the firstborn of all creations. Out they are going to be coming from you. Now you are a Son of begotten you. Let's first read, we hear. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 24. Proverbs 8, verse 24. When there were no death, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Verse 25. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, was I brought forth. Verse
26.
While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the first. Proverbs 8 verse 26. While yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the first of the dust of the world. Verse
27.
When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle upon the face of the deep. Yes.
He
speaks, he was brought forth before the mountains.
But
now this is what happened. After he came from God the Father, as God the Word, or the Word of God, the Father himself told him, you are the firstborn of all creations, they are all going to come from you, and I've begotten you. That is Psalms 2 and verse 7. And it says like this. Psalms chapter
2,
verse
7.
I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, you are my son. This day I have begotten you. Yes. He said you've already manifested. Manifested that you got the word. And I call you my word. The word of God. But this day, you are my son, I've begotten you. He told him when he's there.
He says,
oh, I've called you my son. And you are God.
The
issue of becoming a son does not cease you be God. That's why in the Hebrews it tells him that to the son he said,
your
throne, O God. Even though he told him you've become the son, all creations are going to come from you. Spirits of all creations are going to be gates.
So
it does not cease you be and treat you are a son and you are a God. Hebrews chapter 1 verses 8.
Naye kumwana yogera nti entebe yo ayi Katonda yaluberera emirembe n'emirembe.
But unto the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. Yes.
He
told him, even though I've said you are a son, but the one who was speaking that to is God the Word, known as the Word of God. But he told him, you are my son, today I've begotten you.
According
that you've had Psalms chapter 2 and verse 7.
But
because he was God, he told him, me to say you are a son, I've begotten you. It does not stop you from remaining. And you've remained to be God. And I say this, your throne, O Lord, according to Hebrews 1 you've heard, verse
8.
When the son, he told him, your throne, O God. Now for making him the son, was becoming the firstborn of all creations. Because we had when God was forming our spirits, he formed them from within God the Word, who we know as the Son, Christ Jesus. And he made him the firstborn of all creations. That's why he's called always that God the Son. But not that he was a son from the start. Not. The Father himself told him, since out of you is going to come all my children, spirits of all creations. Now, I've called you a son, and I've begotten you. Now, those confuse many. For there are those hearing angel Gabriel explaining to Mary. That which will manifest in your womb. It will be called Jesus. The Son of the Most High. And they think it began from there. It did not begin from there. You read for us, we see.
Luke chapter 1,
verse 35.
Nemalaika naddamu n'amugamba nti omwoyo mutukuvu alikujira n'amaanyi goyo ali waggulu ennyo gali kusiikiriza era ekyo ekirizaalibwa kikiriba kiyitibwa ekitukuvu omwana wa Katonda.
And the angel answered, said unto her, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also, that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. Yes.
He
said, that which will appear within you, it will be called the Son of the Most High. His name is Jesus. But you see, he closed flesh and is with the word. That is what appeared in his womb. The word, the ancient one. the one who appeared in her womb. But they say on this level he's come on. Let's call him the second, that of the Son. But that which appeared in the womb, according to John 1 verse 14, the word who is the ancient one. And they say, because he's come on the level of man, even of serving, let him be called the Son. Some of these ancient names. I don't want to go in much. But I want to move to tell you why he was called firstborn of all creations. Why he was called the firstborn son of all creations?
Kubanga.
Because we were created in him as he came from God the Father. And we came from him. Spirits of all creations in heavens and earth. I've spoken like this. We want to move and understand. Why is called the firstborn of all creations? Because spirits of all creations in heavens and earth. We were made within him. When he was coming from God the Father. And
we
manifested from him. And we were put in the four living creatures. Today we are spirits are gotten and they are brought here on this earth. Praise Jesus much. Because when we were here in Ephesians 2:10. We heard of these words below. Ephesians 2 verse 10.
Kubanga fe tuli mulimu gwe abatondera mu Kristo Yesu olw'ebikolwa ebirungi Katonda byasoka okuteekateeka fe okubitambulirangamu.
For we are his workmanship created in Jesus Christ unto good works which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Yes.
Katonda kitaffe.
God the Father. He decided, he said,
yes,
workmanship. We are his workmanship. We are his offspring. But when he was releasing God the word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ, he released us within Christ. And that's why it caused him to tell him, you are the firstborn of all creations. And you're my son today, I've begotten you.
I'm
going to begot many sons who are going to come from you. But you are my firstborn, for I've loved you much. This is what we hear in John chapter 3, verse 16. He gave out his one beloved son. But we don't know how it had come about. Let us read, we hear. John chapter 3, verse 16.
N'okuwayo n'awaayo omwana we eyazaalibwa omu yekka, buli muntu yenna amukkiriza aleme okubula, naye abeere n'obulamu obutaggwaawo.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Yes.
Yawaayo omwana we omu yekka omwagalwa.
He gave out his one only beloved son,
weyezaalira ye kennyini direct,
begot himself he direct. And God the Word called the Son is coming from the Father. Direct from Him.
There
is only one begotten Son. We have read it for many years.
Do
you know why he said the only one he begot, yet also begot us? Yes. For we were put within him and we came from him the word. But he begot the word direct from him. You repeat that verse. John chapter 3, verse 16.
N'okuwayo n'awaayo omwana we eyazaalibwa omu yekka, buli muntu yenna amukkiriza aleme okubula, naye abeere n'obulamu obutaggwaawo.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Omwana we gweyezaalira yennyini yekka.
Only begotten son, only. Yes. For he is God the
word,
whom we know as the Son, who directly came from the Father. And we are in him. And we are in the Son. That scripture you can study it for many years. And you read it. It's good you believe. But not in total understanding. It's good that to have faith you please God. For one who comes before God has to believe that God is there. Without faith no one can please God. And that scripture has been believed, but not in total understanding of all of it. Even some refusing, but they don't know how it is. Why did he begot him alone? Now, where do we fall? We
are
his father of all spirits.
That is
the one who got direct from him. Now, Satan, why feel jealousy and envy?
There's
one who says, it's me who's been feeling jealousy. Is it me who is Satan? You cast him from yourself when there's still time. I wonder some of our colleagues, like those of the Muslims, at least of those religions, of different beliefs, even of salvation, the Son, though they don't know how it came about,
they
think he just told him he's called the Son of God.
They
just speak to him, you're called Son of God.
But
because he's the only begotten of his. We came within him.
Now,
our brethren, the Muslims, he's not a son of God. That is Satan troubling you, arguing.
Or
if you two are rebellious children,
no,
what of him he bathed himself?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But God is good. When you read Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, he called him the firstborn. He came from him, he told him, be the firstborn from you, I'm to take out many children. Let us hear. Colossians chapter 1 from verse 15.
Oyo kye kifaananyi kya Katonda atalabika, omubereberye w'ebitonde byonna.
Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creations? Yes. Begotten you, you have directly come from me. Say, why not the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit, we showed you, we came from the two. From the Father.
Even
from the Word whom we know as the Son.
Yet
the Word came directly from Him.
Yet
within the Word is where He had put all spirits of all other children. All who are given bodies in heaven. Those given different bodies on the earth. And told me of the firstborn of all. All have formed them within you. Let's read the next verse. Colossians chapter 1 verse 16.
Kubanga moyo ebintu byonna mu byatonderwa mu ggulu ne ku nsi ebirabika n'ebitalabika obanga ntebe za bwakabaka oba bwami oba kufuga oba masaza ebintu byonna byatondebwa ye. Era ku lulwe.
For by him we are all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Yes. All things were made in him.
What
are the spirits of which creations? Right from 24 elders.
The
four living creatures with all spirits within them.
Bakerubi.
The cherubims. Thousands of the angels. The holy ones in heaven.
Spirits
in bodies of different stars. The sun and the moon. Spirits which have come being put in different animals. Different insects, different birds, different fish, the plants, even the human beings. All they were made in him.
It
comes from the Father as God the Word. After he told him, you're my son, today I've begotten you. Secrets are right there. Let's read the next verse. Colossians chapter 1 verse
17.
And he is before all things, and by him all things are held together. Yes. All were in him up to today. That's why all things in heavens and earth, they are taken to be within him.
Because
we have gotten from him all their spirits. When
we
read verse 19 and 20, he says like this. Colossians chapter 1 verses 19.
Kubanga kitaffe yasiima okutuukirira konna.
For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Verse
20.
And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Yes. Spirits of all creations in the heavens and in the earth, they were gotten from him. And him is the rock from which we were cut. Spirits of all creations, for the Father had put them within him. God is the Word, whom we know as the Son, Christ Jesus. When he was coming from him, that's why he first tells us in the John 1 verse 16, and he says like this. John chapter 1 verse 16.
Kubanga kukujula kwe fefe na kwe tuwa uibwa. Nechisa mchifoche chisa.
And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Yes. From his fullness, which was made on the Christ, all as we are given. For the Father released us, and he has put us in him. And he too was called the rock from which we are got. Isaiah chapter 51, verses 1.
Mumpulirize, mwabagoberere obutuukirivu, mwabanoonya Mukama, mutunulire olwazi lwe mwatemebwako, n'obunnya bw'obuya bwe mwasimibwamu.
Hearken to me, you that follow after righteousness, you that seek the Lord, look unto the rock from where you were hewn, and the hole of the pit from which you were dug. Yes, that is the rock from which we are hewn, the living rock, the living spirit. And then he created us the living rocks, living spirits, those put in all creations, in the heavens and the earth. Because when he speaks in the first Peter chapter 2, verses 3 to 5,
he
tells us this on that issue.
First
Peter chapter 2, verses 3.
Obanga mwalega ku Mukama waffe bwali omulungi.
If so be you have tested that the Lord is gracious. Verse 4.
Nga mujja eri oyo ejjinja eddamu eryagaanibwa abantu naye eri Katonda ddonde lya muwendo mungi.
To whom coming as unto a living stone, rejected indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Verse 5.
Era namwe nga amayinja amalamu muzimbibwa ennyumba ezo ennyumba ey'omwoyo okubeeranga bakabona abatukuvu okuwangayo ssaddaaka ez'omwoyo ezisimibwa Katonda ku bwa Yesu Kristo.
You also as living stones are built up into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So, yes,
so Jesus is the living stone. We as living stones. Spirits which God came from all heavens. Spirits given bodies in heaven. Even those given bodies on the earth, our spirits are taken as living stones. You may not know how your spirit appears and looks like. But friends, do not reject that chief cornerstone, for it's where you were gotten from, Christ Jesus. And if you reject him, you will never have life. Because it said in the John 15 that he is the true vine, and we
two
came from him as different branches, spirits of all creations in heaven, even on earth. According to John 15, verse 1 up to 5, he says like this. John chapter 15, verse
1.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Verse
2.
Every branch in me that bears no fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Verse
3.
Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Verse
4.
Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. Verse 5.
Nze muzabibu mwe matabi, abera munze nange moye oyabale bibala binji kubanga watalinze temuli ko chemunyiza kukola.
I am divine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. You have the John 15, verses 1 up to 5. When he says the true vine, his father is the gardener. He's taken us back the week. Came from the father and he set him in place. He set him there as God the Word, or God the Son, whom we know as Christ Jesus. And we all had put us there in him. That is why he said we branches which came from him. And he ends up saying, without him we can do nothing. So spirits of all creations, right from 24 elders, the 11 creatures, the cherubims, thousands of angels, including the fallen angels, Satan and his demons, the fallen angels, those cast from heaven, spirits of holy ones in heaven, spirits in bodies of the stars, sun and the moon, spirits which have been, which are, and those going to be in the children of men, on the animals, in the insects, in the birds, in the fish, even the plants, all they were gotten from him.
They
manifested passing through him as branches. That is why he said without him we can do nothing.
So that's
how he's come being called
God
the Word, or the Word of God,
or
is called God the Word, the Son.
And
after he's called the firstborn of all creations, because spirit of all creations in the heavens and earth, Father was forming them to birth them. He birthed them through him as the true vine.
And
all spirits in all heavens and earth, their branches. Christ Jesus our Master.
But
whoever refuses to believe him is cut off. And you no more be counted than children of God.
There
is still a chance to believe Jesus. That will be given again to become son of God as they were from the beginning. Because now they are being driven to go back to be as they were, as they should be, and as they will be forever in this God's final work on the planet Earth. But we want to move on to look at why this one is called God the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, or Spirit of the Lord. Some of the reasons we saw them, we saw that it's called the Spirit because he bears the glory of the presence and invisibility of God in heavens and earth. That we saw it. Because we saw in John 4 verse 24, and God is the Spirit. And we saw 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, even our Lord Jesus is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We saw another.
That
when it's called Spirit of the Lord, he bears the Lordship of God, God the Father, even God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus. And when he's called the Holy Spirit,
he
bears the holiness and the righteousness of God. Praise Jesus much. But most of all, he is called the Spirit of God or Spirit of Christ.
Because
he leads spirits of all creations in heaven and earth. That the Father begot as he passes through Christ. Have you understood well? Most of all,
he
is called the Spirit of God or Spirit of Christ. Because he leads spirits of all creations, those the Father begots when he passed through Christ. That is what we have been hearing in the Romans chapter 8, verse 9 up to
10.
Romans chapter 8, verses
9. Obango moyo gwa Katonda atula mu mwe. Naye omuntu bwataba na moyo gwa Kristo oyo si uwe.
But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwells in you. Now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Yes. Most of all is called the spirit of the Lord. Or the spirit of Christ. Because he leads children of God the Father, those he birthed, passing through God the Word, who we know as the Son, praised Jesus. The spirits of all creations in heavens and earth, he has to be leading them. Unto those who still believe in God the Father, even God the Word, we know as the Son, Christ Jesus. But to who, those who never believe, he never leads them. Because they have refused to be children of God the Father, who we are passing through Christ Jesus. Let us read we here. We are still in Romans. Romans chapter 8, verses
10.
And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness.
Verses 11.
But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also bring to life your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. Verse 13. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do put to death the deeds of the body, you shall live. Verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Yes. All led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
So
always, he has to lead all the spirits of all creations,
those
which were born by God the Father, when he manifested them through God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Christ Jesus. And we got in from him,
the
four living creatures, those in the second heaven, where they are gotten, begin to be given out to different bodies. And him, the Holy Spirit, he is there to help us most to prove who is the Father. According to verse 15 up to verse 16. Romans chapter 8, verse 15.
Kubanga temwawe wanatemwa moyo gwa buddu okutya. Naye mwawebwa omwoyo owokufuuka abaana.
For you have not received the spirit bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, by which we cry, Abba Father. Because is the Spirit who was given the name of all spirits. He too is taken to be chief spirit. In spirits of all creations. And he is the one who can come in our hearts to prove us, for he's the one who was. Spirits of all creations where they are being put there. And he was given to leading them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
because of time, more of that will be explained to you. But he comes, joins with our spirits. To prove to us that you, this different
body,
your father is the one of heavens that was there when you were being put in place. Read verse 16 that we finish. Romans chapter 8, verse 16. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. The Spirit Himself with our spirit. He is the chief in all the spirits. He leads. He was there when God the Father released them through Christ Jesus. And he told him to lead them. And he can very well prove us that spirits of all creations in heaven and earth. We were born of the Father in heaven, passing through God in the world, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ. And all of us have to go back, believe Jesus, give us authority.
And
that authority is the Holy Spirit.
For
not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. Him alone can prove that.
It's
the authority which proves we are children of God.
But
when we read John 1 verse 12, all those who believed Jesus, who believed his name, gave them right to become children of God. But not any other power. It is the Holy Spirit. Zechariah 4:6
say,
not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God.
So
the one who holds the authority show we children of God. Spirits of all creations,
unto
those who not rebel,
unto
those who have come back to repent. Praise Jesus much. So because of time, I don't know, should we speak of the name?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
let's wind up, for we spoke of the name above. We want to see the general name of God. Yes. All these under spirit of the Lord. We bring light of the word of God, the scriptures of truth,
enlighten
in the general name of God. And it's the name of God the Father. It's the name of God the word, whom we know as the Son. And it's the name of God the Spirit, whom we know as the Holy Spirit, or Spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And that name, the name Jesus in English, or
Yeshua
in Hebrew, the name above all name in the heavens and the earth,
this
it is above the name of Jehovah,
this
it's above the name of Yahweh and the many other names. You, if you have any other name, you tell it
us.
That name above all names and above in the heavens and earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
We've said like this. We've looked to the general name of God, of God the Father, of God the Word, whom we know as the Son, and of God the Spirit, whom we know as Holy Spirit. The name of Jesus in English,
Yeshua.
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 Murebulania.
In Hebrew.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
It's
the name above all names in heavens and earth. The name that Jesus came with. Sure. The name of God. The name which is above that of Yahweh. Above that of Yahuwah. And many other names. When we read Matthew 28 and verse 19, they show us we have to seek for the general name through which we baptize to enter in. Let's read with here. Matthew 28:19.
Go
you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Yes.
You know
when they say we're going to make nations disciples, baptize them in the name of Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That name we've not yet discovered it. But that name, the name Jesus in English, or Yeshua in the Hebrew.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why a person baptizing well, after he's made people disciples, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the name Jesus.
What do I know about Jesus?
That's why how he has to baptize.
The name
Jesus or Yeshua.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we baptize, say, in the name of Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which name? It is the name Jesus or
Yeshua
in Hebrew.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For it's the only name which is above all names in the heavens and earth.
We
cannot bring out the name of God as not the one which is above.
Bring
the name as not above all names in heaven and earth. Then you've not yet given us the name of God. Because God reigns over heavens and earth. Philippians chapter 2.
Let's
start from verse 9-11. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9.
Era Katonda kyeyava amugulumiza ennyo n'amuwa erinnya liri erisinga amannya gonna.
Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name. Verse
10.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Verse
11.
And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Yes.
He
glorified him, gave him a name above all names. That every knee of things in heaven, even of earth, bow to the name of Jesus. Now you want
the
other name of God that we have to bow to. When I hear a name Yahweh and the others, they were not commanded every day of heavens and earth that it bows to James. And to say every time to confess the name of Jesus, whether in heaven or on earth, they were not named that, for it is the name of God,
so si Yakua,
and not Jehovah. Even though we read the name Jehovah many times in the Bible,
for
example, Judges chapter 6, verse 24, and it says like this.
Echabalamuzi esule yomukaga nolu nyiriri olwabiri mwenya.
Judges chapter 6 verse 24.
Gideoni nalyo kazimbire eyo echoto eri mukama nachiita ya nachiita yakuwasala yakuwasalumu okutusa lero kichalimu ofula echa echaba pizieri.
Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet in offer of the Abiezrites. Yes.
Basu buru kuba amuita yakuwa.
They can call him Jehovah.
Na ye sidierinya Yesu liyajiramu.
It's not the name Jesus came with.
Kubanga boyongera okulisomako muzaburi ya 83.
When you move read it of Psalms 83. Verse 16.
Aliyogerako bwati.
He speaks of it like this.
Zaburi ya 83 n'olu nyiriri olwe 16.
Psalms 83 verse 16.
Juza amaso gabwe okweraliikirira. Banonyenge erinnya lyo ayimukama.
Filled their faces with shame.
Osomemeka.
Psalms 83 verse 16.
18. Zaburi 83 n'olu nyiriri olwe 18.
Psalms 83 verses 18.
Balyoke bategerenga nga gweweka erinnya lyo yakuwa. Oli waguru nnyo ngofuga ensi yonna.
That they may know that you, that men may know that you, whose name alone is Lord, are the most high over all the earth. Yes.
Manyorizungu teruchiri necho.
You know, English doesn't have that in some Bibles.
Na yenga erinya yakuwa.
But the name Jehovah,
it
means one who reigns in the heavens and earth.
Afuga mugune kunsi na yenga siri erinya.
He reigns in heavens and earth, but that's not his name.
But what were erinya Yesu erinya?
Now there's a name Jesus came by.
Yajira munga lya Katonda.
He came with and it's of God.
Erinya Yesu.
It's the name Jesus.
Kubanga bayogera nafe mu Yohane suri yokutano.
When he speaks with us in the John 5.
Olunyorwana mwesatu.
Verse 43.
Agamba bwati.
He says like this.
Yohane suri yana mwesatu. Yohane suri yokutano.
John chapter 5 verse 43.
Nze najja mu linnya lya kitange naye munsembeza. Omulala bw'alijja mu linnya lye ku bubwe muli musembeza.
I am come in the name of my father's. I am come in my father's name and you received me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive.
Yajira muri nyalya kitawe
nyi. Came in the name of his father.
Erinya Yesu.
The name Jesus.
Uba Yeshua.
Oh, Yeshua.
Yajira muri nyalya kitawe.
In the name of his father.
Atubagamba batizo kuyingira muri nyalya kitafe.
Please, in the name of father.
Yesu.
That is Jesus.
Muri omwana.
In the son, it is Jesus.
Muri omwoyo.
The Holy Spirit is Jesus. That is their general name. That's why when the Holy Spirit came unto Mary,
he
told him,
"Is
there you call him Jesus?" In English. In Hebrew, Yeshua. The Holy Spirit is, for no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God in him.
He
is the one who knew their general name.
Matayo sura esoka n'olu nyiriri olwa 22.
Matthew chapter 1 verses 20.
Laba bwe yali alowooza bw'atyo, malayika wa Mukama n'ajja gy'ali mu kirooto n'amugamba nti, Yusufu omwana wa Dawudi, totya kutwala Maliyamu mukazi wo, kubanga olubuto lwe lwa Mwoyo Mutukuvu.
But while he thought of these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, fear not to take unto you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Verse 21.
Na ye alizaala omwana wabulenzi, nawe olimutuuma erinnya lye Yesu, kubanga ye yalirokola abantu be mu bibi byabwe.
And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Yes.
Yamungamba urubuto ruhari na rwamoyo mutukuvu.
The child is to conceive is of the Holy Spirit.
Yamurese mu rubuto.
The Spirit is brought him in the womb.
Kubanga omwo mutukuvu yatugamba Yohane 14.
Holy Spirit told us in the John 1:14.
Ndiyaleta chigambo.
That he brought the word. That word and his name is Jesus. As the Father is. For he came in the name of the Father.
That's why
he baptized in the name of the Father. Yet this one is the one he came in with. Praise Jesus much. That is why up to today. The children of Israel, God cast them from himself. Because they fought with the name of God, which is above all names in heaven. He reached and told them,
Jerusalem, Jerusalem,
Jerusalem, Jerusalem. He would get to sent to you. He told them, you'll never see me. Until you will speak, blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Now
he came in the real name of God and they had never heard of it. And they rejected it.
Up
to today they were scattered in all nations of the world. Because they stumble on the name above all names in heavens and earth. The name of the living God. The name Jesus. Oh Yeshua. Let's read Matthew 23. Matthew 23:37.
Yerusalemi, Yerusalemi. Ataba nabbi, akasukirira amayinja abantu abatumibwa gyali. Mirundi emeka gye nayagala eddala okukuŋŋaanya abaana bo, ng'ekko bwe kuŋŋaanya obwana bwayo munda w'ebiwawaatiro byayo, ne mutayagala.
O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you that kill the prophets and stone them which are sent unto you, how often would I have gathered you, your children, together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and you will not. Verse
48.
Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. Verse
49.
For I say unto you, you shall not see me again till you shall say, blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. Yes. God to abandon the nation of Israel to reaching today. And they got scattered in all nations of the world. And they got slaughtered and killed. They did not believe that he came in the name of God. And when they heard that Jesus, oh Yeshua, and they never knew it's the name of the living God. Because they had many names they had scattered them. Others said, no, we believe in Jehovah. Others, we believe in Yahweh. Even many others hail him. The one who is in charge of the universe. That is what it means. And they have many names.
He told them,
I have one name above all names in heaven and earth. And you have to glorify one who comes through it. See where he comes in the name of God the Father, and of he's the Son, and it's of the Holy Spirit. You're going to baptize. When you baptize again, baptize
him.
He baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The name Jesus. Praise Jesus much. That's why Israel has not yet gotten salvation. Even all who reject his name don't get salvation.
There's
no any other name set where there is salvation. And if you say God is our Savior,
you
put there his name above all name. The name which wasn't known till the Holy Spirit told this to us. And he passes it through his angel. Because the Spirit, one who knows things of God. Let's read Acts chapter 4, verses 10 to 12. Acts chapter 4, verses 10.
Mutegere mwena n'ekibiina kyonna eky'Abayisirayiri nti mu linnya lya Yesu Kristo mu Nazaresi gwe mwakomerera mmwe Katonda gwe yazukiza mu bafu kuboyo onayimiridde nga mulabe mu maaso gammwe.
Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole.
Olinyole 12.
Verse 12.
Oyo lyejinja eryanyomebwa mu abazimbi erifuuse kkulu eryokunsonda.
This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the head of the corner.
Olinyole 12.
Verses 12.
So tewali mu mulala bulokozi, kubanga tewali na linnya ddala wansi w'eggulu eryaweebwa abantu eritugwanira okutulokola.
Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Yes. There is no any other name that you can find in salvation but the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the name Jesus. And that's why apostles, when they were being baptized, they baptized you in the name of Jesus. They baptized you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the name Jesus Christ. The name Jesus.
Yeshua.
Oh, Yeshua. Acts chapter 2, 38. He says like this. Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
Petero nabagamba nti mwenenye mubatizibwe buli muntu mumwe okuyingira mu linnya lya Yesu Kristo okujibwako ebibi byammwe munaweebwa ekirabo gwe mwoyo omutukufu.
Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Now always there are those who have gotten confused. When they take to baptize, they say, we baptize you in the name of Jesus and Imazio.
Nedda.
Not. That name is of the Father, is of the Son, of the Holy Spirit.
It is
their general name, that of God, which was known and what was given in heaven and earth.
And
every knee has to bow to that name. Every tongue should confess that name. The general name of God, beside knowing him because God the Father,
knowing
God the Word as the Son, and we know God the Spirit,
oh
Holy Spirit,
oh
Spirit of the Lord. Their general name is Jesus. One we know as Yeshua in the Hebrew.
May
God bless you. Thank you for listening, believing, putting in action, even to spread far in the four corners of the earth. We shall come back, we see responsibility of God the Father in creating God, the Word whom we know as the Son in creating heaven and earth, even God the Spirit in the creation of heaven and earth in their fullness.
Amen.
Amen.